You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Sam Turner and Seb Sanders. It's national action all the way, two meetings on the domestic front, one from Market Racing and one from Foss Lass, and a good card over in Ireland as well at Navan, where they have three graded races, a grade three and a couple of grade twos over in Ireland on Sunday. Joining me in the studio to look ahead to the best of the action is Paddy Aspel. How are you, Paddy?
I'm all right, Mark. How are yourself?
Yeah, not so bad. Not too bad at all. We'll just have a quick look back at some of Saturday's results, because a few of them have had impacts on the anti-post markets for both the Cheltenham Festival and the Grand National. So we'll start with the Champion Hurdle and how that picture changed very slightly, really, on Saturday. Yanworth won his race at Wincanton, won the Kingwell there, but wasn't all that impressive, Paddy. 92 third favourite now for the Champion Hurdle. What did today's performance do for you?
Well, we spoke about it in the other studio earlier. I think that's just getting to be his makeup a little bit now. He's getting a bit older and he's a bit clever and he's a bit more behind the bridle on his jockey. But the one thing I pointed out to Alex in the studio there, Mark, was, you know, up the running. Let's not forget, you know, it was a Champion Hurdle winner, Scottish Champion Hurdle winner second, and Darrell Jacobs' horse is a very good animal as well. And, you know, they've been very careful how they've campaigned this Dan Skelton horse, because they really think a lot of him. So, you know, they're no back numbers of second and third, but on top of the line, when Barry Geraghty eased up on him, literally 3 strides from the line, he's pricked his ears. So even with the cheap pieces on, he is just getting to be, he's a real bare minimum candidate. Only does what he has to, but, and he pitched a bit at the back of the second last and Barry had to give him a smack, but more so he was just a bit laboured, he's a bit lazy. But, you know, I do like horses like that who save, because if they're running behind the bridle, they're using far less energy than if they're pulling. And, you know, even if the jockey's having to push them, you know, they're having to do that for a reason. So therefore, he is saving far more petrol that way than by pulling and going wide, or, you know, and any sort of thing like that. But, I mean, look, we didn't learn an awful lot, only that he's in good order, he's alive and well, and that I'm sure connections are thinking of one day, and that's in a month's time. But it's job done.
Yeah. Market still headed by Bouvardaire at 3-1. Petit Mouchoir is now the second favourite at 4-1. 92 for Yanworth. Brain Power 13-2. 7-1 under Sir, who needs to be supplemented. Vroom Vroom Mag 8-1. 14's Nichols Canyon. And the new one, 16-1. Or bigger prices for the others. I just want to mention Jeski in there as well. 16-1 in the market for the Champion Hurdle. Was beaten at odds on over at Goran Park on Saturday. Beaten by Tombstone. Jeski, the 2-5 favourite, had to settle for second best there, Paddy. Can he come back and win another Champion Hurdle, or is he past it a bit now? Mate?
Well, I mean, obviously, there was a turnaround of the weights today. He had to give him £6 when they met the last time, and obviously he beat him, Tombstone. But that we just mentioned about Wincanton race, we can't forget that Tombstone's no bad number. And, you know, he's got younger legs. And I'm just looking at it here now. When they met the last time, where are we? Yeah, Jeski. I mean, yeah, like there was £5 in the difference. Tombstone 11-12, or £6, sorry, and Jeski 11-6, and that's probably what was between them today. And it didn't help. He was struggling at the time. Jeski, he missed the last. I mean, he really kicked the last out of ground, and even still, he did rally somewhat up the run in. But look, Tombstone's a good horse. You know, he's rated 147. Jezky's obviously 167, but I don't think he lost an awful lot in defeat. It was a messy sort of race. We had two real rags there up the front, and they just went a little bit of a stop-start gallop. But the likes of Rashan, who's a 139 horse and came here off the back of some good performances and off the back of a good win on the flat at Dundalk last week, was beaten out of sight. So I don't think Connections will be devastated. Look, disappointed he's got beat, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, he's also quoted for the Stayers Hurdle as well, so I'll just give that a quick mention. Jeski, 14-1 for the Stayers Hurdle. Incidentally, Yanworth also quoted in that market at 5-1. But the favourite still, you know what I mean, Harry, who's 6-4 and looks a warm order at the top of the market there for the Stayers Hurdle. We'll move away from the Cheltenham Festival briefly now, and we'll focus on the Grand National. We had a Grand National trial at Haydock on Saturday. It was a race won by Vierleon Rouge, backed up the Beecher Chase success the time before, so he's got experience over the Grand National fences, winning experience over the Grand National fences as well. And Black Lion was in second place there, and those two are now part of a co-favourite of five lineup at the top of the Grand National betting. Black Lion, Don Polly, One for Arthur, The Last Samurai, and Vierleon Rouge are all 16-1 at the top of the market for the Grand National. With regards to today's race, did you see enough from Vierleon Rouge or Black Lion to say that they should be favourite for the race?
Certainly, without a doubt. I mean, the step up and trip has brought up more improvement of Black Lion. Black Lion carried 11 stone 12. Mm. And, you know, he gave £6 to David Pipe's horse. And the one thing about this is it was a proper trial because Gasline Boy took them along at a real good gallop in front and ran well. I mean, unfortunately, up over the last two, he emptied out quite badly, but it just showed the sort of gallop he went throughout. Now, the David Pipe horse doesn't really gain. He's a very good jumper, but he doesn't gain ground at his fences. And every time at his fence, he gave Black Lion a chance up the straight. In between, he'd go away again. But over the obstacles, he makes sure he gets from A to B. And like I say, he gave Black Lion a bite of the cherry there, but he's gone away again on top of the line, and he's won quite comfortable, and he's been nicely campaigned, this horse. Obviously, we haven't seen him since a narrow margin winner of the Beecher, but he's a fair horse, and I'm sure Connections are absolutely chuffed to bits, and obviously the Grand National weights came out during the week, so the race has been well timed, but he's in good order, and like I said, it was a good gap back to the third. So for me, trial wise, It was a fairly good advertisement of the better fancied ones, and I'm sure Connections will be going to entry now, and they've got a real fighting chance.
Mm. So those two, both 16s of the market, Vierleon Rouge and Black Lion, also saw ten on Nivernais putting at 33-1 for the Grand National as well after winning the Swinley Chase at Ascot on Saturday. Anything else on your mind, Paddy, or should we get stuck into Sunday's action?
No, we've seen some good stuff there. I thought the ground looked quite reasonable, to be fair, at Haydock. I was expecting some attritional conditions, but certainly on the hurdle course, looked quite good, and seen some nice performances. And the horse of Nicky Henderson's that won the first at, I'm trying to think, it was a French name, at Ascot today, or Beyond Conceit. Good performance, I thought, pulled very, very hard, and hit a real flat spot at the bottom of the hill. He's a huge, big, massive horse, and he was literally just in front on the line. Got the better of a battle in a real good race, but to me, he looks like a horse that when he stepped up and trip, he's going to be a real, real good one over jumps.
Mm. So that's Saturday's action. Then we're going to move on to Sunday's racing. Paddy's got three races prepared for us there. We haven't mentioned Q-Card on this podcast due to time restraints. We're recording this before he runs at Ascot on Saturday, so we'll pick that up on Sunday, of course, and we'll have a good reflection on his performance. Right now, though, let's move on to previewing Sunday's action. We'll get Paddy's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then on to Sunday. Three races coming up on this preview, and we start at Market Risen in there, 2:30, which is a mare's handicap hurdle. It's over 2.25 miles. The extended 2.25 miles, a field of five of them set to go to post here, Paddy. Who do you like the look of in there?
This was quite a warm little race. It was a mare's race. Very competitive, to be honest. Same thing. It'll just be interesting to see what the ground is like, because we've had a couple of real nice drying days, and hopefully we'll have some, you know, some proper good jumping ground countrywide sort of next week or so. But the one I liked here, Mark, was the M. Lavelle trained Lady Markby. It's a handicap debut. I mean, the handicapper has given her a mark of 109, which is fair, because I thought maybe she would be looking about 115-ish. And, you know, he could have even been difficult and gave her 111, and she's had to go up in class. But I think off 109, he's let her in here off a really nice race and weight. And Emma Lavelle and Dar Jacob, they've got a great record together. I think track and trip should suit. But it just looks like a mare that's really on the improve, very consistent. And of 109, I'm sure Emma Lavelle was chuffed to bits with a mark like that. And I think they could certainly have a bit of room to manoeuvre off it.
OK, so Lady Mark be the selection for Paddy in the 2:30 at Market Rasen. Staying at Market Rasen next for the 3 o'clock. And this one is a handicap hurdle. It's over 2 miles and 148 yards, so the extra 2 miles here. Field of 8 set to go to post for this one, Paddy. And some decent horses in there, the likes of Castafiore and Master of Finance, top of the glass as well. Good little race.
Yeah, we have. You know, we've got 2 4-year-olds down at the bottom, so we've certainly got horses there with room for improvement. But I think the ultra-consistent Nicky Richards, how would you say it, Caius Marcius? Number 5?
Yeah.
Very, very consistent, this one. And even the last day, it's very forgivable that unseaten was still in the process of running a very, very good race, was going to be in the money. So there's no doubt she tries hard, this King's Theatre mare, or Geldon, sorry. And in the last fortnight, the Nicky Richards team, they're 7 from 18. So the yard's in very, very good order. And he's got some nice runners today and tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see how the yard gets on. But very consistent, as I said, you would forgive that unseat the last day, still off a mark at 120. I mean, he pays for his own consistency, really, but very, very rarely out of the money. But off a mark at 120, I think, is still fairly reasonably weighted. But, you know, like I say, it is a race with 2 4-year-olds in, and there could be other horses in there with scope for improvement.
Okay, put Caius Marcius for the selection.
Yeah, my selection there.
On to the 350 at Foss Last next, then. This is a Class 3 handicap chase, just short of 3 miles the distance for this one. A field of 9 set to go to post for this one. Paddy, who would you side with in there?
Yeah, it makes a change that we've got a Foss Last and we're not looking at heavy ground. We're just looking at, you know, it's actually, for the track, it's going to be quite reasonable ground, which makes a change. But in all honesty, Mark, this is a real good pot. I mean, it's just over 10 grand to the winner. And, you know, so it's a real good price for a Sunday. But the one I liked here, there was a couple actually, but KF Moss was my first selection for the John Flint Yard. Has been over hurdled just recently. Is a better chaser. But the one thing that sort of pushed me in this one's direction was course record, really, because it's had 6 goals of Foss Lass. It's 1-1, been second 4 times, and its worst run on the track was a fairly creditable 5th. So course record is very, very good. And one thing I know for sure is it handles testing ground, does jump well, and just slowly looks to be coming back into form, and looks still competitive enough off a mark of 1-2-6. The normal blinkers and tongue strap are on. Like I say, it's a real nice prize, this, and just the fact that it's going to handle the ground, does like the track, and it's a local trainer, so I'm sure they'll be very keen to win a nice prize like this. I thought it would certainly be in there with a fighting chance.
Okay, so KF Moss then, the selection in the 350, then added to Paddy's selections in the other two, Caius Marcius in the 3 o'clock, and in the 2:30, it was Lady Markby. Thank you very much, Paddy. Good luck, and enjoy on Sunday.
Good man, thank you.
So there you go, the thoughts of Paddy Aspel on Sunday's racing. Good racing over in Ireland as well from Navan. We can now get the thoughts of Sean Quinn on the big races over there.
The 2:40 at Navan is a novice's chase, run over 2 miles and a furlong, and this is a good opportunity for Identity Thief to get back on track. This horse unseated at the first fence in the Irish Arkle last time out and pulled up the time before. Both of those are disappointing efforts, but prior to that, he'd been in good form over fences, winning his first 2 starts. In one of those races, he had the beating of Bull Dark, who reopposes this afternoon. Since then, Bull Dark has most definitely improved and took a big handicap chase last time out. However, if Identity Thief produces a clear round this afternoon and turns up in tip-top form, he should be too classy for these rivals. The 310 is a 2 mile and 5 furlong grade 2 hurdle race, and Sutton Place is the most intriguing runner here for me. This horse is fast improving and last time posted a career best effort to beat Super Sunday over 2 miles. Now this is his first crack at this kind of trip, but if he stays it, then I think he should just be too good for his rivals. His main rival might actually be one of his stablemates, De Plotting Shed. This horse has run in some top class races in Ireland recently, running into the likes of Shane's Hill and Vroom Vroom Mag. No match for them. This is slightly easier though, and he could get involved. Another to consider is Renetti stepping up in trip to 2 mile and five for the first time. This horse ran Jeski quite close recently. I'm going to stick though with Sutton Place and hope he can take the step up in trip in his stride. The 410 is a grade 2 novices chase with the stayers, and I'm a fan of Road to Respect here. This horse was second last time out behind Some Plan. Prior to that though, he produced his best piece of form over fences when finishing third behind Min in a grade 1. I think he can take this drop in class in his stride and hopefully get back to winning ways. The horse who might give him most to think about is Annabelle Fly, who indeed himself took advantage of a drop in class last time out. Prior to that, he'd run in 2 grade 1s, finishing second in the Drinmore chase on one occasion. He's a high-class horse in his own right and could well serve it up to Road to Respect, but I'm hoping it's the Jigginstown House stud horse that comes out on top.
Those are the picks for Sean then in Ireland. We'll obviously have Andy Holding's preview as well landing on Sunday morning, so do keep an eye out for that. Good luck if you're having a bet. You'll be able to hear the action with myself, Sam Turner and Seb Sanders in the studio from 1:50 p.m. So do tune in to that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.